USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Hurricane Dorian, a Category 3 storm, as it's heading towards the Carolinas with sustained winds close to 115 miles an hour. Heading first towards Charleston, South Carolina, it's expected to move over the coast of North Carolina tonight and tomorrow. In Surf City, North Carolina, they bolstered their dune system following Hurricane Florence, but this resident says it might not be enough.
It's already starting to come over some of the dunes that they didn't finish rebuilding up there, so I think it's definitely going to be a problem, especially with the winds and the onshore surge we're supposed to get.
The first death linked to the storm, reportedly an 85-year-old man in North Carolina who fell off a ladder preparing his home for it. President Trump says negotiations with the Taliban continue on a possible deal to remove at least some U.S. troops from Afghanistan. And this is USA Radio News.
I'm at the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C. with Dr. Barbara Natterson Horowitz, evolutionary biologist and physician.
There's a form of fainting that happens when people get stressed because the excitement triggers a slowing of the heart. Why this happened didn't make sense. The heart shouldn't slow down. The heart should speed up when there's fear. But what I've learned by working with veterinarians and learning about how animal hearts work is that young animals, when they are scared, sometimes their heart rates get very, very low, and that causes them to be very still. And when wild animals become very still, it often makes them safer from predators. One possible hypothesis is that slowing of the heart rate in response to fear in our species is actually an evolutionary echo from our vertebrate ancestors, for whom the slowing of the heart was life-saving.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
A town hall focusing on one issue, climate change, held last night. 10 Democratic candidates take part in it, including U.S. Senator Elizabeth Warren.
I see this is our moment. Make that investment in science. Make that investment in research and development.
Frontrunner Joe Biden.
Plans are great, but executing on those plans is a very different thing. It is the existential threat of not this generation, but the whole world.
The town hall, sponsored by CNN. The owner of a controversial online message board expected to testify before a House committee today. They subpoenaed 8chan owner Jim Watkins after his site was linked to white supremacist violence. It was shut down after the El Paso shooting that left 22 people dead. Automakers are now promising to add a reminder system by 2025 to nearly all new U.S. vehicles to prevent kids from dying in hot cars. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Michigan is the first state in the country to ban the sale of flavored e-cigarettes. Governor Gretchen Whitmer issuing an emergency order this week banning the sale of all flavors that have fruit or sweet flavor, and that includes mint and menthol cartridges, too. The state's attorney general praising the move, calling it, quote, exactly the bold measure we must take to protect Michigan's children from the dangerous effects of vaping. The state of Texas has executed a convicted killer. Billy Kreutzinger had been on death row since 2003. He was put to death by lethal injection last night for the murders of two elderly women. Defense lawyers unsuccessfully argued last month the execution should be delayed because a district court abused its discretion. The 64-year-old Kreutzinger had appealed to the U.S. Supreme Court in hopes of getting a stay. And some major U.S. tech firms are talking with intelligence agencies about security ahead of the 2020 election. Facebook, Microsoft, Google, Twitter, and others meeting yesterday at Facebook headquarters with officials from the FBI. The Office of the Director of National Intelligence and the Department of Homeland Security also there. Facebook's head of cybersecurity policy says most of the meeting was about how to improve sharing information. You can find our information online or at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.